Scientists have identified a substance that can dramatically improve memory, in rats at least. It's a growth hormone that's produced naturally in rodents and humans. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, the discovery could lead to drugs that affect memories in people.
Most memories are fleeting. That phone number you just saw will be gone in seconds unless you work hard to remember it. But some memories don't disappear.
We are talking about long-term memories, memories that last for days, weeks, years, even a lifetime.
Christina Alberini, a researcher at Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York, studies these sorts of memories. To understand how they're formed, Alberini and a team of scientists have been studying rats that get an electric shock when they step into a dark area of their cage.
And they learn that that's unpleasant and they're going to avoid it.
For a while. Then the unpleasant memory gradually fades away. Alberini says the time it takes them to forget provides a way to measure the persistence of a memory.
Which is for how long they avoid this place in which they had this unpleasant experience before.
The scientists realized that soon after rats got a shock, levels of a hormone called IGF-2 increased sharply in a part of the brain called the hippocampus. Before this, scientists had known what IGF did in other parts of the body, but they hadn't studied it much in the brain. The increase in the hippocampus led them to suspect that the hormone was somehow involved in turning short-term memories into long-term ones. They confirmed this by reducing the amount of hormone in rats' brains. These rats never learned to avoid the dangerous place. And Alberini says,
when we gave IGF-2, we saw that they avoided the place for much, much longer.
More than twice as long. But the extra hormone only made a difference if the rats got it within a few hours of a shock. Alberini says this suggests there is a critical period in which IGF-2 helps form long-term memories. And she says the hormone probably plays a similar role in many other species.
I think there is a number of suggestions here that are very encouraging for thinking that it may work in humans.
Other scientists are pretty intrigued by the new study.
Really, really exciting.
Li-Hui Tsai studies learning and memory at MIT. Tsai says the new research could help scientists design a drug that enhances memory in people, perhaps even those with Alzheimer's disease. But she says IGF-2 itself may not be a good choice because of the things it does outside the brain.
It actually can increase the growth of cancer cells. So I just hope that people wouldn't think about, injecting IGF-2 into themselves or something like that.
Some researchers are more interested in what the study suggests about eliminating bad memories, like the ones associated with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Thomas Insel directs the National Institute of Mental Health, which helped fund the research. He says the new study changes the scientific model of how a frightening experience becomes a long-term memory.
For understanding that, we're going to have a new player that we have to think about. This is a biochemical step that, frankly, no one had identified before.
Insel says people with PTSD might benefit from a treatment that reduces the amount of IGF-2 in the brain, which could help people get rid of a bad memory.
That actually may be more relevant to this particular paper because this is, after all, looking at a fear or emotional memory. And what happens in PTSD is not that you want to remember, you want to learn to forget.
And manipulating levels of IGF-2 might help them do that. The new study appears in the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.